Okay, so today's daf is daf Kufches. Today's daf and the whole week is sponsored by the Daskal family. Lilu Nishmas Yitzhak Moshe ben Yisrael Yehuda, whose first yard site is Chav Zayin Tevis. The Shalom should have an Aliyah. So we're up to the Gemara.
Did you say it's first yard site?
Mm-hmm. That's what it said.
When's his second yard site?
What?
Is his second yard site?
First time he has his yard site.
Okay,
so...
first yard site.
Gemara, we did the Mishnah on Chuf Zayin Rav Beis, so we're up to the Gemara. So we're talking about, the whole paragraph is basically, he's talking about Miyun, right, which is the way a Ketan who's married on a Darabanan level can exit the marriage. So, or the quote marriage, lowercase marriage. Amar Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda says, Amar Lo B'mas Nisan Tana, and some say this was learned in a Braisa, Barishona, meaning originally, how would they write, what would they write in the Get Miyun? So, if you say the get miyun is not like a regular get, the get miyun does not create the krisus like a regular get does. It's like a raya that miyun took place. So, what would they write in the get? They would write, lo ra'ayin obvei, this woman says, I don't want to be with him. I don't desire him, velo tsavyanli boy, and I don't want to be with him. Velesen amboilis nabale, and I do not want to be married to him. But, so you have this whole list, it's a longer text. So what would happen was, as Kevin, the Chazu, the Nifes Dibura, people saw that there was a lot of, there was a long language. Amri, they said, Asila Chlufe Begita. People might come and switch it or get it confused with the regular get. Because Machlokas, we showed them what that means. Rashi says, Asila Chlufe Begita is that Sheyichtevenu Sofer Bor Beget Gerishin the Garish Boisha. A non-expert Sofer by a get would use this language as what would be for the get. And that's inappropriate for a get. That's what Rashi and the Toso say. The Ritva says that the Chashas, maybe they would think that the Miyun is an actual get. And then they would say that, Miyun is an actual get, and therefore she cannot marry the relatives of this man, which is not the case. It's a question. So Machlokas being is whether or not you stay focused on the chash was that there was a chash on Gittin or the chash on the Miyun. Question that I had, and apparently the Aruch Haner has the same question. So I guess I have the Aruch Haner's question is that there's a Gemara. Right, there's a Gemara in Gittin on Dav Beis and Beis that says that Stam Sofer are Mumchen. So what's Rashi when Murtosa's worried about a sofer who's going to make him a sofer bore who's going to make a mistake and then put this into right the Lashon Gittin is Stam Safri did Adaini Migmar Gemiri and even according to Rav Meir Choshish for a Miut the Aruch Haner explains that you know Choshish is by a sofer it's a Miut of a Miut that he's going to be so Lo Shema do something wrong so why are you here are you Choshish for a sofer bore that's going to write in the get the Lashon of Miut.
Because in this case, the bezin can be plain people also. Learning that say they don't have to be mumchen.
Right, we're not talking about the bezin. We're talking about the sofer.
So nobody watching the guy who's writing.
But there's no need. The Gemara says in Gittin that the sofer himself is assumed to be is always a mumcha.
Is a mumcha, right?
So why are you worried here?
Here?
So why are you worried here? The Gemara here is worried that the sofer is going to write the sofer of the get is going to use the Miyun language for the get. But the sofer is mumcha, the Aruch Haner asks. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. So the Gemara now asks again, so Tiknu Hachi. So therefore, after this long language, and they had this chash, so they made a takana, that this is what you write in the get Miyun, a small language, which is Biyom Ploni, on such and such date, Miyuna Ploni Bas Ploni Ba'anpa. That this woman, well, this girl, was maying this man in front of us. So Tana Rabbanan, learning a braisa, Ezehu Meyun. What is considered Meyun when the Katana says that she doesn't want to be with this man? What's considered Meyun that's enough for us now to go ahead and write together? Again, the Gittin, by regular get, is what creates the chalos of the get. By Meyun, it's her refusal which creates the chalos, and the get is just the raya. So what is her, what type of refusal she have to have in order to affect this chalos? So the Gemara is going to now bring three cases, one seemingly more mechudosh than the next, as to where her actions seem to not follow her intent, or what she says. Like she seems to be saying she wants to be Mayim, but what she's doing something that seems to indicate the other. So, Eze Miyun, Amri E. F. Shibiponi Bailey, someone who says, I do not want to be with my, I don't want to live with my husband, or she doesn't mention her husband by name, she says, E. F. Shibikidushi, be kedushin shekedushuni imi v'achi. I don't want to be continuing the kedushin that my mother or brother were mekadesh for me. I mean, they arrange it because it didn't, it's a derabbanan. If the father does it first time, it's a deraisa. So yesra kain, even more so, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, afilu yosheves va'apiron. Even if she is sitting in the canopy, the wet canopy chair, some sort of special chair that's set aside for the woman, Rashi says, "Yosheves ba'apiron v'nosino somi beis avia." I guess here it's not literally beis avia, but beis avia le'beis bayi l'chuppah. She's the character of the chuppah. Va'amri e efshi bo. I don't want to be with him. The ikal le'meima. Right, she says. Back to Gemara for a second. Yes, Rav Kenam Rabbi Yehuda. Afilu yosheves ba'apiron v'holechas mi beis avia le'beis bayi lo. Va'amri e efshi b'ploni bayli zehu miyun. That's considered me. And Rashi points out the ikal le'meima. You might have said ilo bayile. She doesn't want to be with him. Techus v'tezel. Afilu hachem. Why is she going on the canopy chair? Even if going on the canopy chair, she says I don't want to be with him. Then she doesn't want to be with him. That's miyun. Yeser al kain am Rabbi Yehuda. Afilu hayu orchin mesubin beis bayile. Even if the guests are assembled, v'hi omedes umashka aleihem. And she is drinking with them. She's partying with them. The Amr Lahem, and she says to them, I don't want to be with him. Harei Miyun. Okay, good. This is considered Miyun. So Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is, even though this is not in Beis Din, this is not before Eidim, it's just Orchim Stam. She just says it to people. That's considered Miyun. Yeser Al Kain, even more so, Amr Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Afilu Shigra Bala Eitzel Chenvani, Lehevi Lo Chefetz Mishlel. The husband says, go fetch something for me in the store. Right, and she goes the Amra, and she says to the storekeeper, "E efshi beploni baili." No, I don't want to be with my husband. I don't want to be with him. Ein lecha miyun gadol mizeh. There's no other grade that's miyun that's greater than this. Meaning, this is a great miyun. How the miyun would be? Rashi says, "V'ikla meimar mishum de itrucha hu lahavi lo chefetz mishlo." Maybe she's not really seriously contemplating miyun. She's just annoyed that her husband sent her on this errand. Yeah, kamash malana. When she says miyun, and that's it. Okay. The Mishnah had mentioned up to what age at what point does she have to do miyun? Maybe there's a certain age below which where the kiddush is not even chal because she's too young. So Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, right? It was kol tinoka she'ena yichola lishmor kiddusheha ena tzrich lemayin. If she cannot safeguard the item of value that was given to her, right, for the kiddushin, then she's not. Then if she can't, if she's too young to even safeguard that, then there's no chalos whatsoever on that the rabbanan marriage. And therefore, you won't even need miyun. So now the quote of Brisa, which goes back to the previous part of the Mishnah, but Tana.
It's interesting that she's at that age that she can't stand word, can't appraise word, that she's still could get married.
No, this doesn't even need miyun. The kiddushin aren't even a chal according to the Chachamim. What?
But she can get married, but miyun not.
No.
You're saying that
there's no kiddushin. There's no need for miyun. There's no need for miyun because the kiddushin's not even chal.
Kiddushin's not chal. So you're right. It doesn't even come to miyun.
Exactly. Right. That's what the Mishnah is saying there. Okay.
Sorry.
No problem. So Tana, you learn in a brisa. Kitana shalom miyana. You have a katana who doesn't. Now we're going to talk about nonverbal acts. The question about machlokes can be whether miyun has to be verbal and miyun can be an expression. Right, so here you have a katana who does not, who shalom mina with her mouth. She doesn't say anything. V'amda v'nisis, and she gets up and she, in other words, she has kiddushin to this man, and she gets up and marries somebody else. Or maybe she even has marriage with him, and she gets up and she goes to marry somebody else. We're going to see what the story is. Right, so katana shalom mina, v'amda v'nisis. So mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira amru, nisu'eha hein hein me'uneha. She wants her marrying somebody else constitutes her miyun for husband number one, because it's only derabbanan marriage. She doesn't have to do a verbal act of miyun. She can do a expressive act of miyun. Her expressive act, marrying somebody else, is rejecting the first husband. Okay, so ibayiluhu. He asked the following question:
How did she marry the second husband?
Well, she's not coming back to Tana anymore.
Well, it has to be. She's not
making kinyan. That's what he says.
Domestically,
how did that happen?
Well, that's a good question.
Unless she's not a
katana. No,
the meaning would be for the first husband. But what happens? How old does that mean for the first husband? I don't know. Is the halacha that I don't know what the halacha is. If someone's married as a kedusha derabbanan and as a katana and doesn't do anything and becomes a gadola, does it automatically become a kedusha deraisa because she's still b'mayin her even though she's a gadola now, but the kedusha is still on the derabbanan level.
Hopefully, your meaning is a minor.
No, but I mean, that's my question. Is the Miyun only if the Kiddushin took place as a minor?
Only a minor.
Well, so what happens if...
If it's a regular Jew, it's of age, you have to give a get.
But what happens if the only...
They
never consummated the marriage when she got older. That's what I'm asking. So I don't know. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe her parent, her brother, was Makadosh or somebody else.
Yeah.
I thought, that's only Harrison, that they can't do, once she's married and then something happens, then the second time it's a Durban, like we would say.
Right, that's if they, but this is a Durban to begin with. If the father marries her off, and then she's divorced, right. Then she's Yisoma B'chai Aviyah, and the father can't remarry her again on a Durais level. Okay. So Ivailuhu, they asked Nishiva, Niskacha Mahu, right? So Yehuda ben Beseira said that the second time she does Nisuin, that is a Miyun for the first one. But what if she's the second husband, she does Kiddushin? Is the Kiddushin for husband number two powerful enough to knock off, I guess, the Zika, the connection she has with the original husband? So Tashma, let's bring her Braisa to try to resolve the Safek. Ketana Shalom Miyana. So Ketana doesn't do a verbal miyun. V'amda v'niskachon. She gets up and she does kiddushin with husband number two. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda b'Seira Amru kiddusheha hein miyuneh. Clear in the brisa that kiddushin also uproots the original marriage, and that's considered a miyun. Now the Gemara asks, okay, that's the shita. Excuse me, that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda b'Seira. The Chachamim argue. So Ivailuhu. Pligi Rabbanan Aleh the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Olo. Do they argue with on him? The Imtim Telomer Pligi, and if you say that they do argue with him, do they argue with him on Kiddushin and Nisuin or just Kiddushin? Maybe they'll say Kiddushin is not enough to uproot maybe they'll agree to him that Nisuin is sufficient to uproot the original marriage, but Kiddushin with number two is not sufficient, right? So Imtim Telomer Pligi, be Kiddushin, they argue, or if you'll be Nisuin, or they argue even by Nisuin. The Imtim Selomar Pligi Afil Binisuin, maybe the Chachamim argue across the board, right? Halacha Kamoso in Halacha Kamoso. Who would we pass like? We pass like Yudim Seir or not? The Imtim Selomar Halacha Kamoso, and you want to know the Halacha is like him or not, well, maybe the Halacha is only like him in Nisuin and not in Kiddushin. Is it Binisuin? Well, Afil Binisuin. So what's the story going on here? Does Rabbi Yehuda, do we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda in both Kiddushin and Nisuin? And the Chachamim argue with him on both Kiddushin and Nisuin. So Tashma, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha k'Rav Yehuda b'Maseira. The Halacha follows Rav Yehuda b'Maseira. So the Gemara says, Halacha mechlal d'pligi. If you have to state that the Halacha is in accordance with one opinion, with an opinion, must be that there is a dissenting opinion. So if you say, otherwise you don't have to say Halacha, right? But then it's just the rule. So by saying that the Halacha is Rav Yehuda b'Maseira, it's mechlal d'pligi, and he doesn't make, and when a person says Halacha, doesn't seem to make a distinction between Kiddushin and Nisuin. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds that Kiddushin, Nisuin number two uproots the first marriage, Nisuin number two uproots the first marriage, and the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in both instances. The Gemara says, wait a second.
And in these cases also, you have to write get me in?
Probably. Just a raya. The get me in is just a raya.
It's
just right, but it's still the chalos is still affected immediately by her marriage to somebody else.
You mean the mean is
the chalos of the mean is affected immediately upon. You don't need right. The mean is just a proof, but it has no impact, no halachic effect. So the Gemara continues to ask, Vakati te bayilach. I'll still ask you. Well, wait, this is a question I asked before. When Rabbi Yehuda Maseir says that Kiddushin number two and Nisuin number two uproots her relationship with the first husband, well, what's the relationship with the first husband? Is that relationship only a Kiddushin relationship, and therefore the other two things have the power to uproot it? Or is that relationship even a Nisuin relationship? You know, she's fully married to Rabbanan. Can Kiddushin or Nisuin uproot, number two, uproot the Nisuin to number one? So Tashma, bring a price to try to, we'll bring a mice now. The Kalasei, the uproot the first one.
Can it effectuate the Miyan?
No. And therefore uproot the first one. Yeah. Okay, Tashma, the Kalasei, the Avdon, Imarud. The Kala, right, who was a Katana of Avdon, was starting to rebel against him. He didn't want to have Yichud with him. That's what I suspect it means. Okay, so Shadar Rabbi. So Rabbi sent Zugei the Rabbanon and the Kinu. He sent two Tamidi Chachamim to go check it out to see what the story is going on here with Abdon's young Kala. So Chazuga Amru, sorry, Amru Luhu Nishay.
Seems like the two sons died. Stay up and have two sons.
So you're right. So he sent these two Tamidi Chachamim. So Amru Luhu Nishay, the woman that sat there, I guess, Chazuk Avraichu Dika'asu. Are they sitting? This girl is sitting with two women, and then these two Tamir Chamir are just observing, and these women said to this girl, Chazuk Avraichu Dika'asu, see that your husband is approaching. So Amru Luhu, so they said, the Ketano said back to these women, Nehivyu Gavraichu Didchu, halvai will be your husbands. I mean, we don't want them. So Amar Rebbe, so like I said, this was reported back to Rebbe. So Rebbe says about this, Ein lecha miyun gadol mizeh. There's no miyun that's greater than this. So my life, what's the case we're dealing with this, with the wives of Avdon, to have a nesiba, that there was nisuin. And you see here that, based the assumption being is that you have two assumptions. You have nisuin, and you don't need an actual miyun to uproot the nisuin. Any type of overt act can constitute a miyun. So if them saying, "Oh, halavai, they're your husbands," I mean, we don't want them. So therefore, if they got married to somebody else, that would also uproot the marriage and be valid, considered a valid miyun. So Gemara says, "Well, the have a mikadosh kedusha. The case is not that they were nisuos. The case was that they were just mikadoshos to this abdon. So therefore, maybe only, we don't have a raya that a second kiddushin or a second nisuin can be considered miyun for the first nisuin. Maybe it's only considered miyun for a first kiddushin." So the Gemara says, nevertheless, the lach Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, the thilu nisuin nekama. The lach is like Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, even if they're married nisuin, and even if the second thing is only a kiddushin, that's considered a miyun, and it upsets the original marriage. Good? Okay. Next thing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer said, right? Rabbi Eliezer seemed to say that aim nice ketana klum, that whatever the ketana does doesn't count anything. Rather, she's considered mafuta. She doesn't seem like she's seduced, and therefore, if she's a bas yisrael ketana who's married to a kohen, she cannot eat truma. And if she's a bas kohen who's married to a yisrael, she still can eat truma. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Gersha changes it to Chizarnu, a cult study Chachamim. Basically, I went over all the Shitos. V'lo matzinu Adam shehishvim idosav b'ketana ke Rav Eliezer. I didn't find anybody that agreed with Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer seems to be a curious shita. He said that there's no nisuim at all by a ketana, because she'asah Rabbi Eliezer kimetayeles imo b'chazer. Rabbi Eliezer makes it as if like they're just having a trip in the field, like they're not doing anything. There's no kedusha, right? So what happens? She's with him. Then she walks in the field with him. They have bia. They have a relationship. So she gets up. V'tovela. She goes to mikvah. Rashi says she goes to mikvah because of the tashmish, because of the zera. And then that night she's tahor and she can go eat shuma in her father's house. Doesn't make sense. If she's in the guy's house, she's in the guy's house. What is he saying? She's in the guy's house. They can have bia. Go to mikvah. Go home and eat shuma by her father. So she says it doesn't. So Shmuel says that's not mistaber. So now the Gemara brings a brisa with Machlokes and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua regarding this. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ein Masi Ketana Klum, right? The Maisa of the Ketana, it's not Chal, there's no Kenyan Ishus whatsoever. The Ein Baila Zakai Lobim Mitziasa, the husband is not considered a husband, therefore if she finds something, it doesn't belong to him. Velo B'Masa Yadeha, I don't understand, right? Velo Masa Yadeha, and he doesn't have any right to her work output. Velo B'Afarasi Dareha, he doesn't have any right to make for her neder. The Ein Yarsha, and he can't be Yarshin her, he doesn't inherit her. The Ein, if he's a Kohen, Ein Metamala, he doesn't Metamit her, he can't bury her. Klalo Shaldavar, make a klal. Eino ki ishtil kol davar. She's not considered his wife at all. Ella tzricha miyun. The only thing that she's considered is that she needs miyun. But she's not considered his wife. But she needs miyun. So Rabbi Shua argues and says, no, he's her husband on a Durbanan level. Ba'ala zakai b'mi yitziyasa. The husband is entitled to her what she finds, and to her work output, right? I guess the Rashi says, but how is it? It's derabanan. So how is she chayav? How does she have to give him his work output? And how is he able to acquire what she finds?
She's a kana. How she kana is emra? How she kana something she finds?
Well, she has no father, so it's she's a certain age. Certain age, a little older, you can even within the Dharma, at a certain age, under a certain age, if she understands what's going on, it's valid. It's a different sugya, but in certain instances, yes. Okay. So Rishu Amr's Akavi Matiasa, the Rabbanan Afkuro Gaveh, the Hefker based in Hefker. The Rabbanan were Mafkir, any of her findings, and Hefker based in is considered Hefker. So then, and therefore he can take it. And Afar Sindarel, he can be made for her Nidarim, the Yarsha, and he Yarshans her, he inherits her, Umitamila. And if she's a Kohen, he can Mitamila. That's interesting, because he's a so he can violate a Dindo Raisa based on the marriage of the Rabbanan. So Rashi points to a Gemara that we saw a little earlier on Daf Peites that says Im Kohenhu the Afal Gav the Nisuin the Day the Rabbananhu O Kminan Beisha Kaven the Yarshu La Havelik Kmeis Mitzvah. We learned earlier that if the family doesn't Yarshin her, they won't bury her. So therefore, since he's Yarshining her, he's going to inherit her. The family won't deal with her, and therefore she'll consider Meis Mitzvah, and therefore he's allowed to bury her. Rashi has to come on to that because how do you have Mitamidor violate a Din D'Oraisa for a Kiddushin the Rabbanan? So Rabbi Shua continues, Klalo Shel Davar, the Klal is, Harehi Ki Ishto L'chol Davar, she is considered his full-fledged wife, except that even though she's considered his full-fledged wife, she doesn't need to get Shricha Miyun, she Yotze B'Miyun, she goes out with Miyun. The question is, basically, is she nothing, but nevertheless she has to go out with Miyun, or she's everything, and despite being everything, she only requires Miyun. So Amar Ravi. Ravi says, Nirin Divir Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer makes more sense. It's funny, because Shmuel just said Rebbe Eliezer doesn't make sense. Ravi, generation earlier, says that Rebbe Eliezer makes sense. Why? She Rebbe Eliezer, Hishve Midosa Biketana. He's consistent, apparently. Right? He's consistent that she has, he's consistent that she's nothing. She's not married. Completely across the board, she's not married to him. She doesn't get none of the halachas of her husband apply. But Rabbi Yeshua Chalak, he seems to have an inherent distinction. What's that? What's the Chalak? I think it's as follows. On one side, he says that they make a takana, so she's viewed as a takana, so then why should she need meal? She should be required to get. It doesn't make sense. So that's what Gemara says. My Chalak, what's the Chalak? Im Ishtohi, if she's his wife, Tivoy get. She should require Rugar get. The Ilav Ishtohi, and if he's not considered a married, So in my chalak, ishto he tiboy get. So according to Rabbi Lezer also, Rabbi Lezer, if she's not his woman, if not his wife, why should she require miyun? What does that mean? Right? Ilav ishto miyun no lo tiboy. So the Gemara says ella bichdei tipuk. Now the reason why Rabbi Lezer still makes more sense according to Rabbi is that because according to Rabbi Lezer, yes, it does not constitute any, and there are no halachic repercussions. She's not considered his wife, but why is he need miyun? Is kidei tipuk. Which means when she goes out, when she goes out without anything, it doesn't look right. There's a shame nisuin. It's for the impression that goes out for everybody else. This girl has been living with this man, and all of a sudden she's going to go out. People are going to, it doesn't look so good. But Rabbi Yeshua, if Rabbi Yeshua says that he's full fledged wife, let him be a get. And that's so good.
If she stays with him.
Yeah.
So what, let's say she
decides, if she stays with him, when? Right, so that's what we asked before. Let's say the katana has married the Rabbanan to the husband, and now she becomes bat mitzvah. What does she have to do now in order for it to become a kedushin d'oraisa?
Right, because Rabbi Lezer, that was nothing. So if she continues that, so now it becomes something? Or
what if she doesn't do it? What if she never consummates that? That was our question. Like, what happens?
That's his case? Or
no, that's our question. You're asking the same thing also. At what point does it become something, according to Rabbi Lezer?
Right.
So I don't know.
If she turns 12 and doesn't say a thing now, so now the last 4 years or something, or now it starts?
I don't know. I think it starts now. I think it would start now, going forward.
He doesn't have to do anything.
That's the question. What does has to be done in order to take it to the next level? I'm not sure. It's probably a Gemara that we learned like 2 days ago. I just don't remember. I'm just not sure.
That's 2 days ago.
I don't know. And the Mishnah continued that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said, right, it was kol akvash him in the ishkilu he ishto, but kol akvash ain't in ishkilu ain't ishto. Any breakup of the marriage that takes place because of him it says if she was married, or if it takes place because of her, it says if they weren't married. So the Gemara is going to bring two shitos, or two explanations of what that means. So akava shehi minaish, right? Vehechidami akava shehi minaish, and akava she'ena minaish. What's considered an akava, that the ikuv v'nisuim, meaning that the delay, the pushing off, the rejecting of the nisuim comes from him, and what is what that does not come from him? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, tiva'uha linase. If somebody else, like a third person, she has the rabbanim marriage to this guy, and a third party comes and wants to marry her and asks for her hand in marriage, right? So tiva'uha linase v'amra, and she says, I can't because machmas ploni baili. I am tied. I have a husband. I'm married. I can't buy, so I can't do this. Zohi akava shehi minaish. This is, so she was makala her das, that she wants to be with the husband. So that's a holding, what's holding her back? The man is holding her back. So if the man is holding her back, that is considered that she is a woman. I guess she's now considered full-fledged, and therefore you would need a get. I'm not sure. But if she says, right, machmas b'nei adam she'ena mehugonimli, I don't want to marry you, you're not right for me. So then she's not being held back by this husband. That's akava she'eno minaish. That's the only reason why she's not marrying this guy is because of her. Then she's not holding back because of the first husband.
Yeah, right. So, because she doesn't like him.
Exactly.
So
she doesn't like him. So zehu akava she'eno minaish. So that means it's akava she'eno minaish. And it's a gilui das, I guess, that she doesn't want to be with the first husband. I guess that's considered a miyun. That would probably be considered a miyun. Avayik is a different answer, which is probably the answer that we thought. Avayik bar Avin, Rav Chinen bar Avin, Damri Tarvayu. It's a different Avayik. So Avayik bar Avin, Rav Chinen bar Avin. The Amri Tarvayu, Nasan la get. If he divorces her and he gives her a get, he expresses his desire to end the relationship. Zoe covers him an ish. And therefore, what would be the repercussions? Vuhu asur b'kirvosel. So now he is considered a get. He cannot marry her relatives. So he has sur b'krovav, and she cannot marry his relatives. Upsulim in kahuna, and we'll say she's possible to marry a kohen because she's got a get.
What's the chiddush? Even though it's considered a derabbanan.
I think so. Or the chiddush is just comparing the two. Just.
According to Rabbi Elazar, if he does it before she's 12, it's nothing.
Right. Well, Elazar, I don't think we hold. I think the rest of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yeshua and like the way we explain it.
If it's a legitimate marriage pending the Miyan, so any get prior to that.
Right, but maybe you would say that it's if she has the ability to do Miyan, then the get would have the same impact. It's a Durbana marriage. You're just ending a Durbana marriage. Maybe it would just have the same impact. So not only get Zoya covers him in the ish. V'hu asur b'krovosel, v'yasur b'krovav v'psul min ha'kohuna. Mi'in abba, we'll get to your second. Well, mi'in abba, zo yakava she'ena bin ha'ish. But if it's she does mi'un, that's on her side. She's the one who's dissolving the marriage. And therefore, v'hu mutu b'krovosel, v'yimiteres b'krovav. Because a mi'un, we basically say, it sort of annuls the marriage retroactively, as if it never took place. So therefore, they were never married. He can then marry, she can marry any of his relatives. She can marry any of his relatives. She was never married. She's not a divorcee. So therefore, she can marry Cohen, right? Vihi asura Right. Sorry, I said that. Huvi humot to mikrovosev, vihi mutaris mikrovav, vilo pisalam in a kahuna. So Rosh says, well, why have to say that? Next Mishnah is going to tell us this exact halacha. Right? We're just going to have a Mishnah that says, Hamim ma'enes ma'ish, if you do miyun, if she does miyun, he muta b'krovosel, v'hi mutaris b'krovav, v'lo psol m'kehuna, and nasal a get, but if he gives him a get, then who asur b'krovosel, v'yasur b'krovav, psol m'kehuna. It's explicit in the next Mishnah. The Rosh says, Ainachnai, but Pirush come a farish. The next Mishnah is where we got this explanation. The next Mishnah explains what it means over here. I don't know, they can answer in other places similar to that. Right here that they.
Was it so necessary, basically?
Yeah, because it's already.
Read the next Mishnah.
Read the next Mishnah. Right. Okay. And now we read the next Mishnah. Correct. Hamima enes b'ish. So a girl performs miyun, right? Even if she's, remember we saw before, even if she's fully married, she doesn't just need suin. So hu muta b'krovosav, v'hi mutaris b'krovav, he can then marry her krovim, she can marry his relatives, v'lo psalim kahuna, and she's not possible kahuna, because we say that the miyun is oka the nisum in lima freya. I guess any bio that they had together, she's considered a mafuta. She's a katana, she's considered seduced, and it's not as if she was a zone, I guess, and therefore she's mutaris to a kohen.
Do you have to wait 3 months?
Probably. No, that was a machlokas also. How old she is, if she's a katana. Okay. So, nasan la get, right? If he gives her a get, like we said before, he is now forbidden to be with her relatives, because super krovav, she is forbidden to his relative, upsalam in a kahuna, and therefore, and she is possum in the kahuna, even though she's a katana, she's considered like all other grushos. Right, Rashi says, "Afil gitana arei b'ksha grushos v'asur b'krovav." She's considered a grusha. I don't think, I'm assuming this is Rabbanon, but it's considered, she's considered a grusha, and therefore all those halachas apply. Now, interesting cases. Nasan la get. He gives her a get. Okay, so it looks like a divorce. The hechzira. And then he remarries her. Right, he remarries her.
How?
She doesn't marry anybody else.
No, so how is he marrying her?
Who's That's the question you asked before. So I guess the brothers and the mother did it again. Right? Miyun abo. And then she does miyun on the second marriage. Okay? That's
his.
This is the same guy. You have Reuven marries Katana, gives her a get. Reuven remarries Katana, then she does miyun on the second time. Okay? She didn't do it the first time. He divorced her the first time. Then she wants her back. She says, yeah, okay, I'll get you. And then she gets married to him a second time. Does Reuven? Okay? What about also the following case? Right, so she gave him. She gave Niseis la'acher. I guess they gave her a get, and then.
Hope they made a small wedding the second time.
How about the following? So Nasan la'get v'chzira and mina bond. That's just mina, and then Niseis la'acher, and then she. So she's married to husband number one, divorced. Married to husband number one, mina. Then she marries to husband number two, and he either divorces her or he dies. Muteris lachsolo. She can go back to the first husband, even though in the normal scenario, if you marry somebody else, in a normal scenario, I marry regular gadola, 25-year-old, gets married, gets divorced. She's not with anybody else. They can remarry. She marries somebody else. She cannot remarry. Here we're saying she can marry somebody else. She can and gets divorced. She can go back to the first husband. But wasn't there get? We can say, but there was get to begin with. We can say the mian overrides the get. Right. We can say the mian overrides the get.
Mian for the first or the second?
Right. So the case is as follows. Again, she's married, Katana's married to Reuven. Yeah. Reuven gives her a get.
Right.
Okay? Reuven then remarries her, and then Katana does mian. Then she remarries Shimon. Then she marries Shimon. She marries Shimon. Right? And Shimon dies. She can remarry Reuven again. Even though there was a get, we're not saying it's machzik rushaso. She can go back because the mian was the last thing. But the other case, the opposite case, where the get is second, she's not going to be able to go back. That's what my Mishnah says. Mian abo. Let's say she does mian to him, right? So Katana's married to Reuven, does mian. Then they remarry and she gets a get. So mian abo v'chzira, and then nasan la get, and then gives her a get. V'niseis la'acher, and she marries husband number two. V'nis al mila oniskor garso, she gets divorced or she becomes a widow. Asura la'acher lo. In this case, she may not go back to husband number one, because the get is the last thing. If Allah is going to be, whatever was the last thing to sever her relationship with husband number one, while she's a katana, that trumps. Zehaklal, that's what the Mishnah says. Get achar miyun, if the get follows the miyun, asura la'acher lo, she may not return, assuming she married somebody in between, because that would be considered machshik rushas also. But miyun achar get. But if she does the miyun last, then muteris lachsolo. That's not considered machshik rushas also, and she may go back to the husband number one, even if she married in the interim. She married husband number two, because the miyun, I guess the miyun somehow is ma'aker all the way back. So therefore, there was no kiddushin, and if there was no marriage, and there's no get. Which is interesting, even though it's a second relationship. But they're letting the miyun override even the first relationship, which originally was severed by get. We're going to say the miyun is going to knock out that relationship to begin with.
That powerful.
And apparently it's that powerful. Yeah, it goes all the way back.
Even if she had miyun with the second husband?
Yeah. Now, as long as the miyun is, as long as what severed the first husband, the last thing done was miyun, yeah.
Then. So a kohen and a katana who does miyun, he could take her back. There's nothing. Kohen and Katana does Mian.
Right.
He's a Kohen. Ordinarily, if it's a guy, he couldn't take her back.
The Mishnah said she's with Teresu a Kohen, so I guess it would apply. I'm assuming it would apply the same. Okay. Next case in the Mishnah. Next case, this is an interesting case also. Hamim Enes V'ish. So, Katana, let's say Sarah, right? Sarah does Mian with Avram. So Avram marries Sarah. She's a Yisoma Katana, and she does Mian. V'niseis la'acher. And then she marries Yitzhak. She marries Yitzhak, and Yitzhak v'gersha divorces her. Then Niseis la'acher. Then she marries Yaakov, umin abo, and Yaakov does miun to her. See, before basically we had gittin, right? Before we had get and miyun to the same husband.
Right.
Now we're having get and miyun with different husbands. Does the miyun to one husband override the get to another get from another miyun, husband?
First miyun and then second miyun.
We had she marries Avraham, does miyun. She marries Yitzhak, he divorces her. She marries Yaakov, she does miyun. Then she marries, basically she's going to marry Reuven, he gives her a get, and she marries Shimon, and she does miyun. So it's going to be miyun, get, miyun, get, miyun. Right?
The question is, it's a miyun, the last miyun override.
Correct. So zeh klal. So the Gemara is going to say, as follows. Kol she yotze hemenu beget, anybody who divorced her, anybody in this instance who divorced her, asur laksalo, she cannot go back to him. Because if there was a get, then it was a severed relationship, and then she married somebody else. It's mashik rishas aso. But b'miyun muteras lakshlo. Anybody who just she did miyun to, even if she in the intervening time she had relations and she was married to somebody else, she can go back to the person who she did miyun.
Because so miyun is multiple times. Because if she did the miyun
so in our case, Sarazi Somaktana, she marries Avram, does miyun, then she marries Yitzhak. And Yitzhak divorces her. Gives her get. So she can go. She can go back to Avram now if she wanted to.
Right.
But let's say now she marries Yaakov and does miyun with Yaakov. Can she go back to Yitzhak?
No,
because he gave her get. Exactly.
So you can do
but miyun. In the first case, she could have.
Because it was the same person. As long as the miyun was the second thing.
So you can do miyun any age. Before 12?
No, I think all these cases are. I think all these cases.
Multiple miyuns.
Yeah.
With one.
Katana, mm-hmm.
She can do miyun at 7, 8, 9.
Whatever it is, she does it every other week.
So she has das enough to do that.
Every other week. What do you mean? The Chacham said that she can do miyun.
Right. But I would think miyun is at 12. I decide. I don't. I reject this guy.
No, I think miyun's done. I think miyun's done at any time before. 12, yeah.
So
yeah.
As 9-year-old, she has the das enough to say.
Yeah. Okay. So now, the Gemara is going to try to ask this. It seems to be an apparent stira. I'm going slowly, right? When we dealt with the same man, we said that is what we pointed out. Now we dealt with the same man. We said that the miyun uproots the gittin,
right.
But we deal with different men. The miyun doesn't uproot the gittin. Right. So the Gemara is going to say, well, what's the difference? Why should if miyun uproots, it should uproot? So the Gemara says, Alma asim miyun umivatal get. In the Reisha, the miyun came and was mivatal the get. Urimini, well, that's a stira. In our second, in the safer part, hamem me'enas be'ish. So she has miyun husband number one, and then nisei to husband number two, v'gersha la'acher umina bo la'acher v'gersha la'acher umina bo zeh klal kol shiyotzi menu beget asur la'acher lo will be miyun muteras la'acher lo. So alma lo asim miyun dechavri mevatel gita today. So it seems that the miyun done for husband number three does not mevatel the get done right. So does miyun uproot or does not uproot? So Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel. So Yehuda says the name of Shmuel Tavri. You have to break the Mishnah up. Zosh Misha Shanazu Lo Shanazu. That's a machlokas in the Mishnah. So Rav says, what are you talking about? What's the difference? There's a difference. Amar Rav Makusha V'Dilma Miyun Diday Mevatel Get Diday V'Miyun Dechavri Mevatel Get Diday. Maybe if it's one husband, the miyun done to one husband could uproot the get done with that husband. But who says that the miyun done with Shimon could uproot the get done with Reuven?
Right. Right.
So the Gemara says, well, what's so you're right? There's a difference, but why is that a difference? Is that difference with it? There's no distinction. Why not? Is miyun powerful or not powerful enough? Umayshna. So Gemara asks, Umayshna miyun dechavri lo mevatel gita diday. The ID de makaris. What are we worried about? Why are we worried about? What are we worried about? ID de. Let's say you have husband number one does get. And husband number two does miyun. So we're saying that the miyun of husband number two does not uproot the get of husband number one. Why? You're saying that the makaris remizosav, ukrisosav, azil mishabish umaisila. So why do we say maybe because he recognizes, she's a katana, and she recognizes his hints, so maybe he sent her a divorce, and now he sends her some winks and nods, so she goes and does miyun with the husband number two
to go back
to husband number one. So that's what you're worried about, so you want to make sure that it won't uproot it. Well, meyun diday nami lo levato gita diday, the idea of a kershim musasav, kuzav, azul mishabish, umaisila. Maybe she'll be, even if it's the same guy, even if it's the same case, we should be no nichush that she maybe would have married somebody else and go back to him. Right? Why are you saying that? I mean, if he does, so if you're worried that it's going to be a wink and a nod, so who cares if she's married to somebody, going to marry a third party, going to remarry him? You're worried about the wink and nod. So Gemara says, It's still the difference. Hakvar shabsha v'lo ishabsha. The difference is whether or not if she did miyun to him, if she did miyun to him, right? If she did, was we Rashi. Hashabsha v'lo ishabsha. Hari la'achar geirishin hechzira v'lo yachal lefaisa shetamor imo umina bo. In this first case, he divorced her. Then she came back. She already did miyun. So he can't entice her to do something else. She already rejected him. So what are you worried that she's going to wink and a nod and then she's going to mess up somebody else? She already rejected him by doing the miyun. So she's not concerned, doesn't want to be with him. In the other cases, she didn't reject him yet. She just did a get and she did miyun with a second party. But she never rejected the first husband. So maybe with the wink and a nod, she'll go back. So there is a distinction. Rava says there is a distinction. So there's no stira. There's no stira as to whether or not miyun can uproot the get for one person, but cannot uproot the get of another person. So the Gemara says, but if you're going to ask on the Mishnah, I'll ask the following question.
At this point, that's fine. In other words, there is a difference between if somebody does it with the same husband, so then maybe there's something going on as opposed to a different thing.
No, if someone does it with the opposite.
That's over. I'm sorry. Right.
But if someone does it with the second husband, then we don't allow the miyun to number three to uproot the get of number two. Okay.
And keep in mind always that this would deal with a katana here.
Yeah.
Change your mind and it's not.
We're dealing with the katana. The whole idea here is the Ravonim is that you're allowing the mother and the brother to marry her off.
Power. She's in fourth grade.
Because she has so much power. She has so much power because what was done to her was lacking in power. Yeah. The whole idea is it's to protect her. Remember those days and age, marriage was essentially protected the girl. You want to protect her, so they gave the by giving the mother and brother power that they shouldn't be entitled to. They gave her an equal amount of power on the back end.
She's going
to
jump in. She's going to jump out. Right. She's going to jump in. She's a Catholic.
She should be in the situation to begin with.
I agree.
So by giving them the power, they gave her the power. It's a derabanan. So Eli'i Kasha, if you have a Kasha, the Kasha is the Chavri and the Chavri Kasha. You make a stira regarding Miyun by, I guess, not the Chavri, meaning the second or third husband, right? Because it was in the middle of our Mishnah, it said, Miyun Abo, he does Miyun, the Hechzira, and then brings her back, and then Nasin La Get, and then gives her a Get, Venise Isla Acher, I mean, the second instance of our first case, where Get was the final product, right? Then it's Almelo and it's Garsha, Asur Lachelo. In that instance, the marriage to the second husband prohibits her from going back to the first husband.
The Get was last.
Taima, the reason being, did this armala on this garsha, meaning that only because there was she became an almano or she divorced her. Let's say she didn't miyun to the second husband. Ha miyana muteris lachsalo. Maybe she then can go back to the first husband. Why? Because the miyun uproots the second marriage. She was never married to the second one. It's not machshagushaso. She can go back. Right? Alma ati miyun de chavre mevatel kita today. The miyun of the friend is mevatel the get of the first husband. Right. So the Uriminu is a stira. She does miyun to her one husband, v'nisil la'acher, and then marries somebody else, v'girsha, and she's divorced. And then la'acher mina bo, ze'aklal, kol she'yotzi mena beget asura la'acher lo, b'miyun muteris la'acher lo. Meaning here, Alma lo asimiyun dechavei umvatel gita today. In the first case, the miyun by the second husband was a vatel get of the first husband. In the second instance here, now we're saying the miyun from the second husband is not a vatel get of the first husband, because whoever she left via get, she can't return. To. So Amar Rav Elazar, says Tavra, yeah, you gotta break it up. In a Hanami, it's a stira, right? Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. So Ula Amar, no, Ula says no. You don't have to say that there's a two Tanaim. I'm not sure what his answer is. It's Gagon, Shashilsha Begitin. She was divorced three times, right? The Mechzaya Kigadola. She looks like a Gadola now.
That makes sense.
So she looks like a dola now, so we're not going to give her the power to go back to the first husband. But in the Bryson case, so does that only mean after the third get? Or does that mean, I guess, does that mean in the middle? What happens, let's say there's only one get. Can she get go back? That's what I don't understand. The Mechzik, right, Shlosha Gittin, Rashi says, Shehutia Shalosh Pamin Beget, the Mechzik Gidola, Sulo Hajal Chad Minayu, Dilo Asimiyun Acher Labitule. Aval, he says, Rashi says, Kodem Shetishalish Asimiyun Acher Mivata Gita. But if it only happened twice, the miyun for the second husband will be Mivata the get of the other person. It would work. It's only if the get was divorced three times. Okay. What? Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Oh, that maybe it's a machlokas then. Because if we had a machlokas, whether it's what chazakas is established by two or three.
Yeah.
So maybe according to my number says it's two, maybe it takes place on two. That's a good point. Okay. So the Gemara says that Tavra Misha Shonazu Lo Shonazu. So the Gemara is not going to ask, okay, well, who would you have attributed each sheet to two? So, my Tanoi, who are the Tanoim that are Cholik? Remember, the machlokas being whether or not the Miyun of the Sheni is Vatel the Get of the Rishon. So, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, my dechsev, what does it mean? The meaning of the pasuk in Eichel, it says, Meimenu bekesef shasinu atseinu b'mechir yavo. Our water we're going to have to buy, and our trees we're going to have to expensive price. So the Gemara says, that's b'shas katana. That's learning Torah in a shas katana. Torah is considered water, and Torah is also considered eitz, right? Eitz chayim himak zikimva. Even though at the end of Chagiga they compare Torah to fire, sometimes compared to fire, sometimes compared to water. Here's compared to water and compared to eitz, and you're going to have to pay to get to learn it. And that's during a shas katana, there's a gezeira that you're not allowed to learn, right? So nisbaksha halacha zu. This halacha was asked. Hareisha yotza mirishon beget mishen b'miyun mashtachal rishon. First guy divorces her. Second guy does miyun. Does miyun uproot to get the first guy? Can she go back to her? So sachru adam echad ba'arim yozuz. They had to hire somebody for 400 zoos to go to the jail and ask Rabbi Akiva, who's in the base of surin. Right? Vishalu as Rabbi Akiva the base of surin. Va'asar. He said it's asar, meaning that the miyun of the second does not uproot the get of the first one. And they went. And they asked Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, Benisiva, and Vasar. I don't know why I had to ask Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, they already asked Rabbi Kiva, but they went and they asked both of them, and they both said it's Usher. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda Maseira and Rabbi Kiva both hold that the meaning of husband number two does not uproot the get of husband number one. And Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says, no, Lezulo Hutzruchanu, we do not have to ask a question, because it's fine, it's not a problem. Le Isser Kareis, Hitarta, Le Isser Lav, Lo Kol Shekain, we allow, if he does a get, and there's miyun afterwards, we allow the miyun for one husband number one to go back to husband, she can go back to husband number two. Right? Mm-hmm. Right, we allow
the miyun of number two.
What's the case? The Isser Kars, Isser Ashes Ish, have cost me mena below get, Alma Ein Maisa Shalok Klum. The Isser Lav, the Masik, which also, what's the Isser Kars?
You're uprooting again.
She can definitely go back. We let her go back to the Rishon. All right, we're going to say that she's going to, because it's Isser Ashes Ish.
Right.
How's it? She's going again. Back to her. Oh, okay. So if the kosher came, we're going to allow her to go back if we allow her to marry another man, we're going to allow her to marry her husband, because that's only a lav. So that's, it's definitely, the meyan definitely uproots. But now we're going to have to say, so Rabbi Shmuel, that wasn't the question. Now Rabbi Shmuel's going to have to say, what was the question that was asked? Let's stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Okay. Have a good day.
Where are we stopping?
By Bram.
Bram?
Yeah.
Since we go out tomorrow?
No. 42.
No,
what's that?